Seven Capital Region theater troupes will come together Tuesday night in a collective response to the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. I'm Jesse King reporting for WAMC. For 8:46, the Black Theater Troupe of upstate New York is teaming up with the Capitol Repertory Theater, Troy Foundry Theater, and more to tackle everything from systemic racism to white fragility. Jean-Remy Monet, founder and artistic director of the Black Theater Troupe, says each company will perform a piece of their choice for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, the amount of time a Minneapolis police officer knelt on Floyd's neck, killing him. As people continue to flood the streets to protest police brutality both nationally and locally, Monet says 8:46 is his own way of speaking out.
We're bringing it to you. It's your turn to do your part and go out there and reach out to other politicians and your family. You can have a family who still don't get it about Black Lives Matter. But by watching this, you can go home and see the world in a different way, because the world is changing, and that's why we're doing this, to continue the fight and the movement that's going on right now.
Monet says each group recorded their work separately, owing to COVID-19. The collective performance will air at 7 p.m. on the Black Theater Troupe's Facebook page, as well as on public access channels in Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Monet says viewers can expect a range of performances. In the nub of the issue, his troupe takes audiences back to September 1987, when then-U.S. Senator Barbara Jordan fought against the controversial appointment of Robert Bork to the Supreme Court.
Barbara Jordan, she was a Black politician. She was able to demonstrate why Bork is a poor choice in relation to civil rights. Hers was, the argument that eventually prevailed.
Other pieces steer toward the poetic. In The Eyes in the Wall, teaching group Acting with Aaron imagines what the murals of Floyd and other slain Black people might say if they could talk. Gina Simone Pemberton with Park Playhouse performs Billie Holiday's Strange Fruit in a scene from Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. And 8-year-old Mariah Edmonds takes the stage with Illuminate Theater in what Monet calls a heartbreaking example of how police brutality impacts children. Michael Kennedy is the artistic director of Creative Action Unlimited, and her piece, Privilege, the company explores a number of seemingly simple, everyday tasks that also take 8 minutes, 46 seconds, and how privilege drastically affects the options available to an individual.
Are you somebody who buys stocks versus somebody who buys lottery tickets? It's a piece that just sort of looks at all the different things that you could manage to accomplish in 8 minutes and 46 seconds, or you could be someone who makes a decision to kneel on the neck of a Black person and spend 8 minutes and 46 seconds killing them.
While it's certainly a night of reflection, Monet says it's also meant to be a night of action. Monet says the Black Theater Troupe will host a discussion on Zoom following the premiere. Money raised during the event will help both the African American Cultural Center of the Capital Region, which is still recovering from a destructive break-in earlier this month, and the show's artist, whose work has been suspended by the coronavirus theater drought. Monet says the Capital Region theater community has changed a lot since he first started the Black Theater Troupe, then known as Soul Rebel Performance Troupe, in 2009. At the time, Monet says he was one of just a few major Black actors in the scene. Now all of the groups in 8:46 frequently employ Black artists both on stage and behind the scenes. Still, Monet says local theater has a long way to go.
If the play is not calling for a specific race, I think you should give different people, Hispanic, Asian, Black, a chance to be part of it instead of waiting to do a Raisin in the Sun to cast Black actors. Or if you have a maid or a butler that is Black, or a driver in a play, you want to cast a Black actor for it. There's a zillion Black plays you can do. It's time for a chance, time for something new.
8:46 debuts Tuesday at 7 p.m. on Facebook. The Black Theater Troupe of upstate New York is a nonprofit dedicated to performing dramatic works by and for people of color. Reporting for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.